In my book, Soulmate or Cellmate, I talk about how a love relationship is created. Basically, all that is required is for two people to put definitions in place as to how they can equally share the heart qualities they have in common. That allows you to honor the love that you have to share, and at the same time, it keeps the judgments about what you don't have to stay at bay. For instance, my husband and I shared play, service, and growth really well. Those were big energies for both of us, and we were totally committed to sharing them with each other. It didn't mean they looked alike, but we were committed to sharing them so that together they were more than we were individually. However, I had a much bigger quality of stewardship than he had, and he had a much bigger quality of beauty than I had. We had to keep those in our separate spaces, or you could count on conflict arising. Of course, people frequently want those they are in relationship with to share all of their big qualities. Then we say, oh, I have found my soulmate. Well, I guarantee you're not going to find that. But since we are, well, you might find somebody that you share your soul with, but you're not going to find somebody that shares every single big quality you have because we're unique individuals. But since we each are uniquely constructed, we have specialized love packages. And while no one would be happy in a relationship with their clone, even though they think they would, we continually ask that of others. One way I found to solve this need to have someone share all of my qualities in equal measure was to separate the relationship space from the individual spaces. Just as everyone needs to own their own space, so does the relationship need to own its space. It's something you do and agree on together. The trick is being content with having and honoring three different spaces: yours, theirs, and ours. So, if I were to summarize how to build a model for fulfilling relationships, I would say to start by identifying the heart qualities that make up who you are. The next part is being content with what the other person has and is willing to share from their love storehouse. Approaching relationship in this way means that no one is expected to bring what they don't love or what they're unwilling to share. Love that is shared from this relationship paradigm is real and freely given. This does away with unrealistic demands and belittling for what is not available. Recently, I was in a yoga class where our relationship definition was health. It was defined that all sizes of health were welcomed. It is a powerful experience to be in relationship sharing with those people. To receive the love shared in a defined relationship space means you have to listen with your heart. Yes, love's expression can be mentally defined, but the sharing is a heart experience. Claire, you and I share creativity, and our creativity looks very different, but we both love it, and we love to share it. Did it bring up that example for you when you were listening to this, or was it something else?
It has brought up that example. It's such a unique idea that you're bringing, that you share an energy with somebody, and in order to keep that relationship space clean, you resonate with it and it becomes powerful and you expand each other. You and I do love creativity and it is very different, but when we bounce off each other, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so expansive and it's beautiful. But it also brought up the opposite, because when I was married, I was in a quote traditional relationship where you were expected to just pour all your needs into it and you made mud. Right. And that was the result of our relationship. We made mud together. And it was ugly and it was needy. He needed me to be something for him and I needed him to be something for me, and it was outside of the boxes of who we were capable of. And it obviously,
which made you feel bad about yourself and bad about him.
Him, you know, why couldn't he be who he said he was going to be? Well, he didn't say he was going to be. I said he was going to be that, and vice versa. And there were all the expectations we put on each other to fulfill everything was more than any person could have handled. And obviously it ended in an ugly way. So the difference between making mud and making the beautiful, expansive spaces that we can create with people when they're purely defined is totally different. And I'm grateful to be able to experience the difference.
Thank you.
Thank you.